Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
And you say 10-0, 10-0, Indiana Hoosiers. And you know, I had a friend of mine call me today, Jim Wainwright. Now, he's in the millionaire club, of course. And he's from Indianapolis, Indiana, and he played with IU back in the day. He played for Lee Corso first, and then when they fired Corso, they bring in Weiss. Then he left and went to Cincinnati Bengals, and Jim said, man, I might as well give up. I didn't know who I was playing for. But he went on when Lee Corso was there. You know, that's our buddy, Lee Corso.
Yeah, I mean, had some great times with Lee.
Friends with Lee, and boy, What a great human being Lee Corso is.
Absolutely. You know, Eddie, there have been a lot of things happening. College football, of course, this season seems to be the season that nobody can predict anything that's going to happen in any of these games. It's gone completely off the rails. The NFL, we're seeing teams that a lot of people probably didn't think had a chance that have a chance. We're going to get into the NFL. We're going to get into college football. We're going to talk some NASCAR, some WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week. But I'll tell you what, man, we discussed last week the fact that Mike Tomlin got himself a new receiver. If there anybody that could get anything out of this guy, it was going to be Mike Tomlin. And everybody was second-guessing Mike Tomlin's decision to go with Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. And, of course, Mike Tomlin being Mike Tomlin, he's now getting the last laugh because he said, let me remind you guys something. I am a great coach. I'm not a guy that got my job because of DEI. You guys didn't know what DEI was when I was hired by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've won Super Bowls and I continue to have a good team, and I am not going to start having a bad team now. But we're going to get into a lot of that after this break on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles. $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely.
I love it when I get a laugh out of you as we're going into the next segment. I had you cracking up. I'm very proud of myself. Yeah. It means a lot to me when I can get a laugh. But if you want to not be laughed at, let me make a suggestion to you. Go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And I'm not going to say that I have this in writing, but if you're wearing Odark 30 gear and someone laughs at you, you can tell Lenny who they are and he'll track them down for you.
Yes, he will. I don't think you'll have a problem with that because most people who wear that five-star gear from Odark 30 is guys you don't want to mess with anyway.
Amen, brother. Except me.
They know woke. Hey, there's no woke bastards buying that gear, believe me.
Nor should there be. We're going to get into...
Lenny won't sell it to him.
Good. Good. We're going to talk about the college playoffs that are starting to shape up. We're starting to see what's going to happen in the college playoffs. Of course, championship games are going to play into who gets in. There's a couple games left. So right now, as it stands, the top 10 got shaken up and SMU is in the number four position, which I want to pat myself on the back here a little bit because I said that now that you can pay players legally, the teams that always paid players would become factors again. And I joked about SMU and you laughed at me. And now...
Well, you know something, SMU, they have got the doctor's degree in paying people.
I know.
They taught Miami how to pay people, believe me.
Listen, if you can resurrect yourself, I don't want to make any Jesus jokes here because that's not my style, but if you can be resurrected from the college football death penalty, then there's no telling what you can do. And Southern Methodist managed to overcome the death penalty, which they may be the first ever. They were the first ever to get it. They're the first ever to overcome it. Nobody has ever come back from the death penalty since my guy, Jesus Christ.
But you know something? The ponies rose from the ashes, brother.
Yes.
And that's what I love about it. Yeah. And the best pony that money can buy is riding in SMU. Well, hell, they got George W. Bush's library on campus. What does that tell you?
How can you a school?
You do not get that for free.
All of Dallas is run by SMU grads. So it's University of Texas and Southern Methodist. So all of the money in Dallas is going to those two schools. And as we can see in the top four right now are Texas and SMU. So,
well, you know, TCU's not, I know it's a bastard child.
Yeah.
But you know, they're working on getting where they can pay people.
Yeah, I just don't know. We'll have to see with TCU. I know that a lot of the SMU must have like a business school or something, because it seems like the people that graduate
you
from
don't
SMU
want me to say what I'm thinking. No.
Okay. So let's go over this really quickly. Oregon, no matter what, they can take a loss. They're getting in. I don't know if they would maintain their number one ranking, but there's no way that Oregon doesn't make it to the playoff. They're the best team in the Big Ten. The Big Ten has completely changed its face by taking half of the Pac-12, the big names in the Pac-12, adding them to the Big Ten, which already had quite a roster of teams. And Oregon has proven itself by beating Michigan and Ohio State that they are the top dog in the Big Ten. Texas, most people you talk to will say they're the best team in college football. They lost a game, but they lost a game to a team that everybody thought was going to win the national championship at the beginning of this year. So the SEC going to beat up the SEC. BYU, this is a team that if they lose, see you later. We're not going to see them in the playoff. They would drop heavily if they took a loss.
I told you, we got to get a t-shirt from BYU. You know, they got a t-shirt with their quarterback, the throwing Jew boy. It's called BY Jew. We need to get them to send us a couple of those t-shirts.
All right.
I got to have one of those. Believe me.
Anybody in around the BYU campus that hears this, please get Eddie a BY Jew shirt. Southern Methodist, yeah. We spoke about number four. It looks like they're probably going to maintain their position at least in the top 12. Ohio State, as we spoke about last week, I apologize to all the Ohio State fans.
Why?
I can't help it when they come
up. They're ranked number five and they don't deserve to be there.
I couldn't agree more, but listen, the television gods.
They got nuts in their bag and nuts in their head. But so, you know, I don't really care. I hate Ohio State. Everybody kisses their ass and they don't deserve it. They really don't.
How dare you speak ill of the world famous Ohio State University?
Oh, I love to kill world beaters like those guys. You know that?
Well, they're going to lose in the playoffs, so that will be a happy day.
Indiana's going to whip their ass before they get there.
I really hope that's the case.
I'm telling you, my money's on Indiana. The Hoosiers are the most underrated team in college football.
Tennessee. Is number seven. They're 8-1 in the SEC. That deserves to get you in. If you're 8-1 in the SEC, talking Texas, talking Tennessee, you're in. No matter what, you keep that up, you're going to make it. Penn State in the Big Ten, 8-1. They're also a really good team, took a good loss. The Big Ten right now, it's the SEC.
The Penn State, you know, face it. Penn State and Coach Franklin, they're the bridesmaid and never the bride. Period.
That's
true. That boy is no Joe Paterno.
No, he's not. He has not covered up any sexual predators, so he is not Joe Paterno.
Paterno to do what they did to him, and he built that program. He didn't know anything about that.
All right. Well,
because he's from the old school.
That's between you, God, and Joe Paterno. I was making a joke.
No,
we'll
that's between Paterno and God.
That's true. Notre Dame, Independent, a school that, of course, everybody also loves for better reason.
You never go against the Catholics, though.
No. I think that Notre Dame, although they've made it to the smaller playoffs with teams that got exposed for not being as good as everyone thought they were, Notre Dame's just, it depends on the schedule. If they have a great schedule, then they have a good team. If it's a regular old Notre Dame schedule, they typically play one or two big names, and then it's a bunch of nobodies. But Notre Dame, they've taken a loss. They're number nine. I'm not going to argue with it.
You know what's sad is their loss was against who? Florida State.
Yes.
Oh, God, of all people.
Well, you know what? The sun shines on a dog's ass every once a day. So
and it was glowing.
It was Florida State.
And Craig
State's
lights
day.
Came out, man. They thought you were having a movie premiere that night, you know?
Yeah.
Like, woo.
the Florida State team that we'll probably see next season showed up for that game, because I don't think Florida State's out. I just think they're down. Alabama in the SEC, 7-2. That's a tough one for me. Of course, Alabama is a good team. Of course, playing an SEC schedule or a Big Ten schedule this year is going to mean you're going to have a loss or two. I put Alabama in. I agree with this ranking. Number 10, Alabama. Fine. I'm not going to argue it. Georgia and Miami round out the top 12 playoff teams right now. I believe that the only team I see here that could be decimated by a loss and could potentially take a loss is BYU. And the rest of these teams, I feel like, are going to be in this playoff. And
yeah, I don't think Texas is going to lose again. I don't believe.
No.
I think that they got a coming to Jesus meeting, as you would say, with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that they're going to go there again.
And I know you're going to cry, Homer, and I really don't blame you for doing so. But Miami was beaten at Georgia Tech by Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is a way better team than anybody gives them credit for. They've played a tough schedule. Miami
spoken
didn't show
like
up.
A hurricane that just got his ass handed to him.
Georgia Tech would beat Texas if they played them, believe me.
Oh, please. You know.
Anyway, Miami, the Miami's at number 12. I only see them going up from there. They're most likely going to win the ACC championship. Georgia, it would have to lose again. I don't see any of these SEC teams losing again. So I feel like they're all safely in the playoff. Army at 10-0, of course, they're in the
great big story for college football.
They're in the Big 12, so it's going to be difficult to put anybody in the Big 12, considering the state of the Big 12 in now. But if anybody had an argument,
12 really,
yeah. If anybody had an argument, it would be Army. And I'm looking at these Washington State arguably could jump if they have a big win. They're a Big Ten team. And outside of that, I don't see anybody making a big jump. If Miami loses again, I'd say that they're either going to put Army or Clemson in Miami's place. Boysie State, they're 8-1. Please, God, don't give them a network television game on that blue field. Couldn't take it. Texas A&M 7-2 could potentially make a run at
it. That's the team that's really, really good out of the SEC.
Yeah.
Texas. Everybody with A&M, they overlooked A&M. They didn't realize their record. I mean, Texas A&M and the SEC, I think they're strong.
They would have a difficult case to make putting 3-2 loss SEC teams in the playoff. They're going to have a difficult enough time, actually before 2-loss SEC teams in the playoff, because it's Ole Miss has 2 losses, Georgia has 2 losses, and Alabama has 2 losses. Listen, Eddie, we could talk about this all day. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Without a doubt. And we're going to get to the hardcore NFL, baby.
We are going to get...
Tell me what's happening.
What's happening is that I woke up this morning and went out to get my morning paper in my O Dark 30 gear, and I was stunned to see what happened over the weekend, but I was stunned also by how good I felt walking around in my robe and O Dark 30 boots. You got to go out and get yourself a pair of these boots. They're good for out on the trail. They're good for if you're up in your deer stand hunting. They're good walking around the city, and they're definitely good walking out to get the paper at the end of the driveway with your robe on. Odark30.com, where tactical beats practical. Go check them out.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yes.
The Banano, head of the Mafiosa family, Taylor, going to get his paper.
With a mouth on me like I got, man, I would have been whacked within 3 weeks of meeting a mafia guy. There's no way I would
have
ever
had a few holes in your ass for sure.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, we spoke about them in the intro. Mike Tomlin's got that team cooking. They're looking like a playoff team. Russell Wilson clearly decides that he wants to make me look like an idiot because I wrote him off completely as a system quarterback in Seattle. He moves on from Seattle. He goes to Denver. It's an absolute dumpster fire in Denver. He gets brought in.
Yeah, he couldn't remember the plays. That's the problem in Denver.
He got brought into Pittsburgh to back up Justin Fields, two quarterbacks picked up in the offseason, but Justin Fields was the favorite to take that job. And Mike Tomlin said, I don't think Justin Fields is my guy. I think Russell Wilson is. Everybody in the media, every jock sniffer on the planet, including me, said he was crazy for going with Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. I personally wouldn't have gone with either of them, but Russell Wilson I'd moved on from. And Mike Tomlin's proven us all wrong. He is definitely...
Well, he just said, he's got a little bit left in the tank and I'm going to get the rest of it.
Yeah, it's looking good up in Steel Town. The Eagles, Eddie's hot on them. I'm not, but I can't say.
Look, I got off the. You're fixing to go to Nashville to the CMAs.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. I got to introduce you to Kevin. He's a distiller in Nashville, the king of the whiskeys, brother. He's a good dude, but he's a huge Eagle fan. I was talking to Kevin, and he goes, man, y'all got to take it easy on the Eagles. They're gearing it up, man. They're getting ready for the damn playoffs. I said, well, you know, Kevin, you're absolutely right. Okay. He is right. I mean, look, they're no jabronis anymore. They're stepping it up.
I think that they are playing better than they were playing in the beginning of the season, but I think that the Commanders are a better team in the NFC East, and that I just don't think that the Eagles are going to be going far if they make the playoffs. In the playoffs, Arizona, this is a team.
That's somebody can really ruin your Sunday dinner.
This is a team.
And take your money, too.
Have we spoken about them all season, Eddie? I don't believe we've brought up the Arizona Cardinals.
Murray has really got the Cardinals playing. And their defense is unbelievable. They're playing like rabid dogs in Phoenix, a laid-back, reefer-smoking city of Phoenix, Arizona. You got high-tech defense going. And, man, Kyler Murray can play quarterback.
Yeah, and
he can run like hell, man.
And when Marvin Harrison comes into his own in that on that team, it's going to be a scary team in Arizona. But they're looking good now, and now's when it matters. And if nothing else, they'll get some playoff experience under their belt. But watch out for Arizona coming into the playoffs. It's been since, you know, who was their quarterback, I believe, the last time that the Arizona Cardinals made it to the Super Bowl?
Was it Kurt?
It was Kurt Warner.
Jones is a smart guy.
Is he past his prime, though, Jerry Jones? Has he exited ownership prime? And honestly,
GM prime 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
I mean, he's had quarterback questions for two decades because nobody was sold on Tony Romo. Nobody's sold on Dak Prescott. Jerry, hand the reins over to someone that knows what they're doing and stop paying these guys that are not going to get you over the hump.
You're absolutely, makes me sick. You're paying this guy $55 million a year to quit on your team and to get hurt. Get rid of his ass and CeeDee Lamb too. Start over. They're not worth the money you paid them. Write them off because they're not going to win. They're not winners. CeeDee Lamb is not a winner. Dak Prescott has never been a winner. He's not even a bridesmaid. Why in the hell is he paying them that kind of stinking money?
I don't know, but Trey Lance is under center for Dallas now.
That's another woke bastard that at least if you know good and well if Kyle Shanahan got rid of his ass, he's no good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll say this.
That's that woke stuff. They want every quarterback to be black in the NFL, and that ain't going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. Trey Lance has a great opportunity right now to prove that he's better than Dak Prescott, and those are not big shoes to fill. All Trey Lance has to do is go out there and play when it matters. Dak Prescott can put up the best numbers in the first three quarters, but when the game matters, he ain't your guy. Sorry, Jerry, you paid him a lot of money to be not your guy.
You know something, Trey, Lawrence is no better than you know, the same deal that they got in Indy with Richardson.
So
they drafted this guy to have another black quarterback in the NFL instead of drafting a person, no matter what your color is, that can actually fill the quarterback spot and win games. This guy is always hurt. He's hurt because his feelings get hurt. And how, let me tell you something, I'm a former two-sport pro. I have never walked up to any coach in my natural born day and said, I'm tired. I'm too tired to play.
Yeah, that's.
Well, his ass should have been fired right on the spot. I'd have told him, just grab your jock, take your helmet off, and hit the showers and keep going. Go on back to Florida where you stunk the joint up.
Yeah, it's a character flaw when you say that you're too tired to play. I'll give you that. You're talking about Anthony Richardson, who shows flashes of being a great quarterback, but he gets hurt. And Indy did something very wise because whoever's running the show in Indianapolis knew that throwing this rookie quarterback to the Wolves could go badly. Just like everybody on the planet not named Jerry Jones knew that playing Dak Prescott could go badly, but instead of having Trey Lance backing up Anthony Richardson, they went with Joe Flacco. And Indy looks like a team they could make the playoffs without.
Well, yeah, and they can because they got a good ball team.
Yeah.
And Indy's got a great ball team. And you know something? Flacco, poor Flacco, takes the Cleveland Browns last year to the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they won't even offer him a contract to come back because of that woman, that rapist. What's his name? Deshaun Watson.
Alleged rapist.
Well, whatever. Same difference. And 23 women can't be wrong.
They can.
Anyway, and they paid him $230 million guaranteed, and he can't do crap.
Well, it would have been nice for them to have Joe Flacco, but I bet you if you asked Joe Flacco, he would say he'd rather be in Indianapolis than Cleveland. So,
yeah, it's a great city. Indianapolis is a great sports town.
Yeah, Joe Flacco for the win. Speaking of the win, Jake Bates, a brick salesman who came out in the UFL and showed that he could kick a football, is now the pride of the Detroit Lions. He kicks the winning FIFA goal.
He's missed the automatic, brother.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yes.
He goes back to Houston where the Texans stuck up their nose to him as a kicker. And this guy drills a 58-yarder and a 54-yarder to win the game in Houston. And he was a former salesman for a brick company in Houston. And look at him now. He's Mr. Automatic. You know something? All you people listen, let me tell you about Jake. He hadn't missed a field goal since high school. What the hell does that tell you? The boy, he's pretty damn good. And what a great story.
Yeah. I must say this. If there is, people may sometimes overlook the importance of a kicker, but in a game like they were playing in Houston or in the Super Bowl or in the NFC or AFC championship.
You ask the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Yes, you definitely could. The kicker becomes the most important guy on your team all of the sudden. And if Detroit comes down to a field goal in the Super Bowl, they got the guy. All right, man. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get, I mean, you get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. And I am so confused, and I never get too confused. But NASCAR has confused me on the way they have a champion made. It's the craziest damn thing I've ever seen.
I am never confused about how a champion is made when I go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style, and it will never confuse you how you became a champion when you're wearing Odark 30 gear.
Yeah, and one thing about it, NASCAR stars wear Odark 30.
Yes, sir.
It's just that bad.
So Joey Logano wins his third Cup title. He's one of 10 drivers to win three Cup titles. He won three out of the final 10 races. Eddie,
which is unbelievable.
A lot of people are upset, though, because they didn't believe that Joey Logano belonged in the playoff to begin with, because he hadn't won a race going into the playoff. And NASCAR fans are upset.
Well, I don't blame them. You know, I've never liked that snivelly. You know, he reminds me of those people that who can't take getting beat. He's a crybaby, and he's a sniffling little ass. And, you know, he's won three Cup titles, and I got to give it to him. And but, you know, when I look at things, a racer is one like you know, Martin Truex Jr.
Yes.
I mean, when you have Denny Hamlin, who's one of the owners of the 23XI racing team, says, I got a Cup car any day you want it, Martin. I got it for you. What does that tell you?
It tells me that Martin Truex Jr. is going to be driving for 23XI next season.
Yeah, because they just don't hand those cars out just to anybody. You know that.
I NASCAR with the playoff system, and this sucks. This is one of those things where if you try to please everyone, you wind up pleasing no one. There were very few people complaining about how NASCAR gave out their championships before the playoff. They had the first edition of the playoffs, which was confusing enough. But they decided that because people were complaining about that playoff, they would change the rules of the playoff. Now nobody understands what's going on in NASCAR. Go back to the way you did it before. I don't really care about
I can tell you, Jeff, you're absolutely right. I'll never forget when I was screening Kids in Motorsports for the late, great Bill France at his house in Daytona Beach. He looked at me and he said, I've passed this down, Eddie. He said, do not ever allow the times to change of races. Number one, number two, never let a network dictate edicts to you about how you need to do things. Well, these old crap woke guys came in after Bill died and changed NASCAR for the worse, because Bill had it down. Hey, you drop that green flag and you race 400 miles and the winner takes it all.
And you get
people
points.
Love that.
And you get points for winning, for placing in the top five, for finishing a race, for all of your placing. And so here's the thing about NASCAR stock car racing, the Cup races, that there are many different tracks and there are many different guys that are good at racing at the short tracks, racing the longer tracks, racing.
Yeah, they mix them, which is great.
Racing the, what's wrong with me, the courses. And so if the first five races are your best races and you win or finish in the top three in those first five races, and then you make the playoff, but then all the races that count for the playoff aren't your strong races, then you have the best drivers not winning championships, which a lot of NASCAR fans feel right now is what happened.
Right.
Joey Logano had a good run in the playoff, but if you put his entire season together, then you definitely don't want Joey Logano to be your champion.
Well, you had Ryan Blaney and some of the other guys who were really had a great year. And it's just too confusing. Yeah. You know, if I just had years ago, I had a Peabody nominated show called Kids in Motorsports, hit show, big time hit. And, you know, people love NASCAR because they dropped the green flag and they knew that you were going to see a winner. And now it's so woke up that racing, and I got, you know, like Wainwright, he's got great tickets to the 500 each year in Daytona, but now he's kind of turned off with the way they've doing things. True racing people are turned off by all this crap they're doing. Why?
I mean, because it's not, we don't need playoffs in racing. It was a system that wasn't broken. And when it ain't broke, don't NASCAR is a redneck sport. And every redneck in the world knows if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And
it's a rich redneck.
It wasn't.
You got to be a rich redneck.
Well, there are quite a few rich rednecks. There are probably more rich rednecks than anything else. So the fact of the matter is it wasn't broke. They fixed it. And now it's broken. And so they need to figure this out, because clearly if the network television thing is what's forcing you to do this, then you got to go to the network.
Start your own network. It's not like they don't have the damn money.
And even
they got the CW Sports now that's kind of coming in like TBS used to do. Remember?
Yeah.
When TBS handled NASCAR better than any network ever.
Yeah, well, you know, that went down the tubes when TBS sold to one of the biggest corporate conglomerates in the world.
Oh, yeah, and Time Warner.
And even past that, now Comcast owns it. So
what does that tell you?
NBC Universal owns Comcast. Yeah. So now they're owned by NBC. So anyway, if you have anything to say in racing and you're listening to this show, everybody that matters wants you to go back to the point system and hand out your championships based on the entire season. You're not football. You're not baseball. You're not basketball. You're racing. You did it right.
Yeah,
always.
And Jim France, I know, listens to our show. Jim France in Daytona Beach, go back to the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Because people loved it that way. It wasn't broken, and you can't fix it the way your sniveling idiots are in that office. Hey, get some cojones like Bill France used to have and walk in there and say, we're not going to do this kind of crap anymore.
And Jim, we're if done. You are listening, can we talk about restrictor plates? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't want to bring that one up. We'll have a even more difficult playoff system if I get them talking about restrictor plates again. Eddie, let's jump over to the WWE. Damon Priest versus Gunther is heating up.
Yeah, they're heating up this one. You know, Cody Rhodes spanked old Gunther in the Crown Jewel. And so they're trying to push a Damian Priest, you know, because they need to do something with him. And Gunther needs somebody to work with. So they're putting them together. And, you know, the really a stupid deal is Seth Rollins against Bronson Reed, as they call him, Bronson Reed. Now he's a monster. Before, they beat him all the time. Now they're bringing him back to life, as we would say. And to me, I don't know if that's going to draw any money, because Seth Rollins is kind of over.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff, it sucks now. It's not even good anymore. And you got the one that I like is Bo Dallas. That's Black Jack Mulligan's grandkid with the Wyatts.
All right.
The Wyatts, I love that. And what they're going to do is really cool. They're going to do a deal with the Final Testament. So that's going to be a good little deal. But the Wyatts is really cool.
All right.
I mean, I like that gimmick. And, you know, that Jay Cargill girl, she looks kind of mannish, you know, like a guy.
Yeah.
But she sucks in the ring. And, you know, and they put Liv Morgan in there with these guys, these girls.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. And you know, Liv Morgan needs to find somebody like a Charlotte Flair they can cut angles with, like she had with Rhea Ripley, and Rhea got hurt. And Rhea's got a lot of talent, but she can't stay, you know.
Healthy,
yeah. And so you got to stay healthy in that business. And so Liv Morgan, she can draw money, and I think it would be with Charlotte Flair. That's just me, from a guy who's drawn a lot of money in that business.
I get a kick out of Eddie sends me a breakdown of these shows, and it says Jay Cargill, one half of the tag team women's tag champions, is horrible.
Well, you know, I don't want to have to waste my time describing the damn thing.
I saw Roman Reigns did Flagrant with Andrew Schultz talking about his beef with Cody Rhodes, and I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, but I am excited about listening to it. That's got a lot of heat. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes.
Well, they're both second generation guys.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, Avalon Sika was his father.
Yep,
was Roman Reigns' father, and you know, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, was Cody's father. So, you know, there's the ego, big ego.
Yeah.
And I think that Roman's got a bigger ego than Cody.
Wrestling has always been a family business.
Ego.
And the fact of the matter is, well, you know, sometimes you can say it's ego, but a lot of times these guys' kids are good. They come in and they do a pretty damn good job of taking the reins from dad, you know. You've got
talking about Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns was a great football player with Tech.
Yeah, and
I mean he's been a great athlete. I mean his whole year, and you know when you look at Cody Rhodes, he was a national state wrestling champion in the great state of Georgia.
It is funny how the transition between playing college football or pro football into professional wrestling has always been a thing. It's always been a thing, and it continues to bring us stars. But
hey, you talk about bringing stars. Let's bring some real stars back to NASCAR, because they're riding around in a circle, getting nowhere, and they're running fans off with these stupid rules that you got going on. Jim France, be a France. Grow a set of nuts and drop that green flag, and the winner takes it. If the winner can't take it, get rid of all this screwball stuff. I'm going to race for 20 laps. Oh, another 20. Hey, drop the green flag. Get the hell out of the way. The winner wins it, and you don't have to add up three times. You got to stop during one race. People hate that. Let me tell you something. They hate it. You understand that? You deaf? They hate it.
Yeah, you know,
I hate it.
I was so wrapped up in the championship playoff that I missed out on the fact that you were talking about them not finishing under caution anymore and adding the laps. And it is a detriment to the sport, because when you line everybody back up, even if you're in first place in that race, I know it sucks to watch a race end under caution, but at least the guy that was in first place that deserved it wins that race. When you stack them all up and you give them five more laps, that gives way too many people an opportunity to do something that they did not have before.
Yeah, that's called catching up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's no different than you know, professional wrestling. Then
it's no different than putting a guy on second base in extra innings. It's Bush League, and we don't want any Bush League in NASCAR, so get rid of it. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something? We have been rocking this whole show all night long.
And I agree.
Know something? When you look, you know, I'm really excited for a college team to make the playoffs.
And that's Which one?
SMU.
Yeah, Southern Methodist. It's been long time. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's the alma mater of one of my closest friends of all time, James Manis. Rest in peace, Southern Methodist boy. And he's up in heaven looking down and watching his football team reign supreme again, because SMU was one of the coolest stories in college football until it all fell apart. They got the death penalty, which, I mean, last time
I
checked.
Well, that was stupid, though, because everybody was paying everybody back then.
Yeah, I feel like they went after. The fact of the matter is that SMU really thumbed their nose at the NCAA. The NCAA said, hey, you got to stop paying these players or we're going to give you the death penalty. And SMU said, we'll stop paying them. And then they went back to the boardroom.
SMU looked at the NCAA as a National Communist Athletic Association.
Yeah, well, a lot of people argue that these athletes should have been paid, getting paid the whole time, but SMU went back to the boardroom.
They just didn't tell anybody.
and the head coach and the athletic director were like, well, listen, we already told these kids we were paying them for this year, so they kept paying out their contracts.
They used to say, boy, that damn guy can eat some McDonald's.
they decided that the freshmen that were there were going to have to get paid through their senior year, and that was all that the NCAA could take. So they gave them the death penalty. I'm glad to see that they were able to. They were the first thing or person of all time to overcome the death penalty in thousands of years, and SMU is back on the map. Southern Methodist. We're going to be talking about them a lot in the future, Eddie, because they are not going anywhere.
You know,
yeah, they're going to be around for the long haul, because if you can pay players, then SMU is going to pay players. We're going to see Miami. We're going to see SMU. We're going to see Alabama. We're going to see all these SEC teams, LSU, everybody that has ever had a controversy of paying players. Now that it's legal, they already have everything set up. All they had to do was transition it from the back alley accountants to the front desk accountants, and now they're going to be paying their players and doing it all the time. Listen, Eddie, this has been a great show. Tell them goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying, see you next week.